From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama is asking all Americans to join in offering their thoughts and prayers to the victims of the multiple shooting in Tucson, Arizona today. At least six people are dead. NPR's Allison Keyes says a Democratic congresswoman is in critical condition tonight after being shot in the head.
Mr. Obama acknowledged those killed, including a 9-year-old girl and federal judge John Roll, and offered tribute to the injured Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords.
She is not only an extraordinary public servant, but she is also somebody who is warm and caring. She is well-liked by her colleagues and well-liked by her constituents.
The president says a comprehensive investigation is underway and that he has directed FBI Director Bob Mueller to go to Arizona and coordinate the probe. A number of lawmakers, including House Speaker John Boehner and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi, have issued statements condemning the attack. The U.S. Capitol Police is asking all members of Congress and their staffs to take prudent security precautions. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Local, state, and federal authorities are trying to figure out why a young man would go on a shooting spree in Tucson at a gathering outside of a grocery store for Congresswoman Giffords. Pima County, Arizona Sheriff Clarence Dupnik says he is not convinced that the alleged shooter, 22-year-old Jared Lee Loeffner, acted alone. Loeffner is in police custody. The FBI is investigating whether the man is the same one who posted a rambling internet manifesto that accuses the government of mind control. Dupnik says he believes Loeffner has a mental condition. A recent survey shows threats against congressional lawmakers have risen dramatically this year. In the first 3 months of last year, officials reported 42 threats against federal lawmakers. That's about triple the number of a year earlier. The day Giffords voted for the health care overhaul last year, her office window in Tucson was either shot out or kicked in. On the way to Beijing, Defense Secretary Robert Gates admitted Chinese military advance could undermine traditional U.S. capabilities in the Pacific. NPR's Louisa Lim has more from Beijing.
Gates admitted that Beijing is further along in the development of its own stealth fighter than U.S. military intelligence had predicted. Pictures of China's prototype stealth jet on test runs have been leaked recently. En route to Beijing, Gates spoke about his nervousness about Beijing's anti-ship cruise and ballistic missiles, which could target U.S. aircraft carriers 2,000 miles at sea. But he said the U.S. would respond appropriately. But just days ago, he unveiled $78 billion in defense cuts, prompting fears from critics that the U.S. military might be underfunded. Gates said he expected only evolutionary changes from his visit, which comes a year after China cut military ties in protest at U.S. arms sales to Taiwan. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News. Thousands of southern Sudanese refugees in Australia are casting votes in a historic referendum this weekend to determine the future of their home region. Polling stations in Australia were the first to open, followed by voting outlets in southern Sudan, Britain, Canada, and here in the United States. The vote in Africa's largest country is about whether to draw a border in the north, which is mostly populated by Arabs and Muslims, and grant the south, where mostly blacks and Christians reside, its independence. Two Frenchmen who were kidnapped Friday night in Niger have been found dead near the border with the Mali after a clash. As NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports, their deaths come during the second failed French hostage rescue operation in the Sahara region since July.
A statement from France's defense minister, Alain Juppé, said the kidnappers of the two Frenchmen were pursued to Niger's border with Mali in an operation coordinated with French forces in the region. The statement said several of the terrorists were neutralized and that after a confrontation, the two hostages were found dead without saying how they died or at whose hands. The two were snatched at gunpoint by turbaned kidnappers from a popular restaurant in Niger's capital late Friday. The attempt to rescue them was the second abortive French hostage mission since July in West Africa's lawless Sahara Desert region. Paris says it's at war there with the regional affiliate of Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda network. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Former Republican Kansas Senator Bob Dole is back at Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, where he'd been initially admitted on Tuesday. A statement from the senator says he briefly left the hospital yesterday when everything looked clear, but went to George Washington Hospital after his fever spiked again. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.